Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 17 kuNtulikazi 2022 ngoGift Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
To seek the unconstitutional removal of His Excellency Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa as President and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces of the Republic of Zimbabwe, expressly or impliedly, will be tantamount to asking for tragic consequences.
Ibandla lezanu-PF lithi kumele bethule zwi abathi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kumele asuke esikhundleni.
Siyasekela lamajaha oJim labothalenga abasebememezela ukuthi Mnangagwa kahambe.
Kodwa kulabanye abasekela ukuba uMnangagwa esuke esikhundleni.
Amacebo awe stay away lokutoyitoya aqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi kuze kube lenguquko elizweni.
Abantu abanengi basekela okufiswa nguZulu ukuba akhalele umsebenzi bangene emgwaqweni. Zalathulela izabatsha nezokholo lesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndawo lezinye izozizwa kulomsakazo. Ibandla lezanu-PF lithi abasanda kwethula imibiko ethi ulokuxokozela okumangalisayo phakathi kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe uRetired General Constantino Chiwenga ngabantu abangelangqondo abalakho ukujeziswa kabuhlungu ngokufisa ukuba umongameli asuswe esikhundleni kumbe engancintisi kukhetho oluzayo. UMnumzana Tafaswa Mugwadi obona ngokwethula kwemibiko kubandla lezanu-PF uthi uMnumzana Godfrey Senengamu loMnumzana Jim Kunaka abake bazibamba esidukwini kubandla leli bakhohlakele, ngakho ke akumelanga bekhuthaze uZulu ukuba ahlamukele uMnangagwa. UTsenengamu loKunaka bathi uMnangagwa wasehlulekile ukubusa, bathi kumele achiyele isikhundla olakho ukunqoba kukhetho oluzayo. UKunaka uthi uMnangagwa loChiwenga bavumelana ukuba uMnangagwa uzabusa okweminyaka emihlanu kuphela, kulandela ukususwa kwaye ngumongameli uMuyi uRobert Mugabe esikhundleni ngomnyaka ka-2017. UMugwadi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi uSenengamu loKunaka baxotshwa kubandla leli, ngakho ke abalalungelo lokukhuluma ngokwenzakala kuZANU-PF.
We have taken notice of the threats issued by renegade and headless activists targeted at the presidents of the republic. The unsolicited false remarks by Senengamu and the Chipangano violent hooligan in Jim Kunaka suggesting strife between the President of the Republic, Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa, and Vice President Chiwenga have no place in this republic. To even seek to invite our esteemed defense forces into these baseless claims is most unfortunate.
Sikuzwile okwethulwa ngabantu laba abangelangqondo, uTsenengamu loJim Kunaka abathi uMnangagwa ulisana lomsekeli wakhe. Asikwazi thina lokhu. Ukudonsela ibutho kukho konke lokhu kuliphutha elibi. Njengomuntu ophethe uhlangothi olethula imibiko kubandla elibusayo, ngithi abantu kumele bengalandeli okwethulwa nguTsenengamu loJim Kunaka abaxotshwa kubandla leli.
They are not ZANU-PF members at all. While it is expectable that individuals can be excited, playing with fire is beyond one's limits. It is one thing to criticize Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa as a ZANU-PF President and First Secretary, and a different thing altogether to seek the unconstitutional removal of His Excellency Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa as President and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces of the Republic of Zimbabwe. To attempt the latter, expressly or impliedly, will be tantamount to asking for tragic consequences. They are not ZANU-PF members at all.
Ungakhuluma ngokuthothoza uMnangagwa njengomuntu okhokhela ibandla leZANU-PF, kodwa nxa usukhuluma ngokuba ngumongameli welizwe kwehlukene kakhulu lokho. Ukunakana nje ukuthi asuswe esikhundleni ongekho emthethweni kungalethela umuntu uhlupho olumangalisayo. Sicela ababili laba bekuhele lokho.
This tomfoolery must therefore just stop forthwith. Abusing party registered memorabilia and trademarks by expelled elements organizing clandestine press conferences to undermine our party and leadership is indeed going too far. It must just stop.
Kodwa uMnumzana Ntokozo Msipha, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye Tyson wabantu ebisa ukuba umnumzana Sevia Kasukwele angene esikhundleni sikamongameli uthi umnanga kwakumele asuke ngenkani njengalokho akwenza egenqula umgabe.
Siyasekela lamajaha oJim labothanenga abasebememezela ukuthi umnanga kwakahambe. Siyasekela kakhulu, sifisa sengathi bangaqhubeka bejumayela intshumayelo zivakalela izwe lonke, abantu bezwe ukuthi sithina ilizwe lethu ngeke liye phambili, ngeke liqhubekele phambili as long libanjwe yilaba abathumbayo. Ayibuyele iZanu PF yethu, ayibuyele ebantwini, lo mnanga kwakahamba.
Umnangagwa usekhethwe izabelo zonke kwele Zimbabwe ukuba amele ibandla leZanu PF ukhetho lokudinga umongameli omutsha ngomnyaka ozayo. Uchiwenga uya kusekela lokhu. Inhlanganiso ezijeneyo zithi ziyakusekela okufiswa nguZulu othi sethule nzima eZimbabwe ngenxa yokukhahlanyezwa kwabephikisayo nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa njalo lesimo esibi somnotho elizweni. Kubikwa ukuba inhlanganiso ye-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition izakhokhela okufiswa nguZulu ukwenzela ukulungisa okunye okuhlupha abantu elizweni. Umnumzana Japhet Moyo okunhlanganiso yezisebenzi eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions uthi bayakusekela okufiswa yizisebenzi labantu bonke eZimbabwe.
Kulokhu kungahlaliseki kwabantu abathize, kungaba yizisebenzi, kungaba ngabantu nje abazimele bodwa. Sesibone labo abakhokhela ama NGOs bengena kulokho. Kusobala ukuthi izinto zimi mazonzo, izinto kazimanga kuhle, njengoba nje intengo yezinto ibamba phela abantu bonke abasebenzayo labangasebenziyo. Kulabo ke abasemsebenzini sibona ke ingxaba ngxoza, akula kuvumelana kuphakathi kwama employers lezisebenzi kundaba zokukhwezwa ke kwemkholo. So akusimangalisi nxa sisizwa abanye bebizela besithi kwamalanga alandelayo kuzaba lalokhu, ngoba phela izinto kazimanga kakuhle. Njengoba abaningi abasebenzayo kabayiholi ke imali yangaphandle kwamazwe, kodwa nxa sesisiyafika ke ema-shops sithola ukuthi babizela yona imali yangaphandle kwamazwe. Kuba nzima ke kwabaningi ukuthi bekwaniseke ukuphila. Yikho sibona nje abantu abaningi bengani bayaxokozela.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Efidlela Ncube olwela ilungelo loluntu.
Amacebo awe stay away lokutoyitoya aqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi kuze kube lenguquko elizweni. Isimo lesi somnotho sifuna inguquko masinyane. Abantu okufanelanga balinde kuze kufike ukhetho. Ngosuku lokhetho kumele basukume bebaningi besiya vota, bevotela ukuthi kube lenguquko. Kodwa nxa kungakafiki election akusho ukuthi abantu bamele balale, bamele bazame ngazo zonke izindlela ukuthi balethe inguquko. Kuyacaca kamhle kamhlophe ukuthi laba basembusweni kabe nelisa ukuthi bakulungise bona ngokwabo lokho kukhona. Ngakho ke kumele bakhulumisane labanye ukuze inguquko ibe khona.
Umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo okhokhela ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party uthi kunengi okubahluphayo.
Thina njengeMthwakazi Republic Party besingawuzwanga lo mkhosi ocoxwa i-crisis in Zimbabwe. Kodwa ke lanxa siwuzwile, sihlala sisitsho ukuthi njengeMthwakazi Republic Party silama problems ayunique kumbathiyene kulama problems abantu bonke belizwe leZimbabwe. Uzananzelela ukuthi khathesi eZimbabwe into enkulu ekhulunywa ngabantu yi-economic meltdown ekhona mayelana ngeZanu PF government ehluleka ukuphatha kuhle abantu. Kodwa ke thina ama-problems ethu njengabantu bakomthwakazi ayedlula lapho. Yikho uzathola ukuthi kathesi thina njengeMthwakazi Republic Party anything engakhulumi nge-self-determination ngokuzibusa kwabantu bakithi langama-human rights violations abantu bakithi asizihluphi ngayo. Uzananzelela ukuthi sokudonsa inyanga ezimbili silabantu bethu amalunga ethu avalelweyo ekami prison abangu-9 but inhlanganiso ezinjengazo nalezi okuthiwa ngo crisis in Zimbabwe azikhulumi ngabo, kodwa singakhangela kwele Harare makubotshwa uJob Skhala labanye abantu basemashonaland. Inhlanganiso lezi ziyaphakama zikhulume ngakho, kodwa kwakithi ngapha bakhulumi ngakho. Kusibonisa sobala ukuthi ama-problems ethu lawabo they are totally different.
Umnumzana Philip Gawule okubandla lezano PF uthi
kathi i-crisis Zimbabwe yiyo kumele ikhokhelele yini enhlelweni zama-strikes. Mina ngibona ngani into zama-strikes kumele ama-civil servants azenzele wodwa, engakhokhelwa yinhlanganiso ezinjengabo crisis Zimbabwe. Ngaso kungena u-crisis Zimbabwe sokuzipolitics lezo, akusenge ama-protests la asekhona, sokuzipolitics zodwa lezo ezikhona esesenziwa. Ngoba i-crisis Zimbabwe ayinyeke ibe yiyo esikhokhelela ekutheni abantu baye ku-strike, ba-strike ngomumo we-economy.
Bayakhala abongi, ababalisi lezisebenzi eziningi eZimbabwe kanye lezulu othi impilo isinzima omagama ngoba impahla ezitolo ithengiswa ngedola leMelika, kodwa abantu abaningi bahola idola leZimbabwe. Sangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. ELiRussia namhla lihlasele idolobho leMykolaiv kwele Ukraine lisithi lifuna ukuvimba yonke indawo ukwenzela ukuba ilizwe leli linganelisi ukufinyelela ulwandle lweBlack Sea. Lihlaselwa ngamandla eliRussia elichothozwa ngamazwe amaningi. Usephendukele kwelaMelika uMongameli Joseph Biden ubesethekelela amazwe emhlubulweni weMiddle East. Wethekelele kwele-Saudi Arabia lapho ahlangane khona neziphathamandla zakulelo lizwe okuthiwa zephula ilungelo loluntu. ELeZambia selixotshe kulelo lizwe isizalwane sakwele-China esasisebenzisa umabonakude kwele-Malawi lapho ayithapha khona okukhulunywa ngabantwana likuthengisele uZulu. Okunye kwakukhona kwakuthuka abantu abamnyama.
Benana masiva wenziwe manje lo baba mkhulu babe lobo
futhelo lamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla sixoxa ngokwenzelwe uNkosazana Ntando Khumalo obengela ndawo yokuhlala kwele South Africa. Umnumzana Thembani Mazinyane wethule uhlupho lukamakhumalo odabuka eZimbabwe kumabona kude ngeviki ephelileyo. Nanku okunye abakukhulume laba bababili behlangana kwele South Africa.
Ngihlala ngibona lapha emgaqweni uhamba ucela and kwesinye isikhathi sike sixoxe ungitshela ukuthi ngabantu bakini ufuna ukubuyela kini ekhaya, and ekhaya kini kuseZimbabwe.
Ekhaya kuseGwanda, eBulawayo kuseTown. Ngafika lapha ngisithi ngizodinga umsebenzi, ngafika into zabanzima ngahlala phandle. So bengicela usizo kubantu ukuthi manxa bangangisiza ngokuthi bambhadalele imali ngibuyele ekhaya, ngoba ngihluphekile ngihlala phandle. Anginale ndawo yokuhlala, angidli, ngithala ngabantu kwesinye isikhathi. Into yakhona nje inzima nje yonke, sizokhumbula ukubuyela ekhaya. Yilo usizo endicelayo.
Namhla uMazinyane usidumezele lokhu.
Siyabonga Mahlabe Zulu, umama sesimtholile neVistu Foundation, sengimjende ezandleni zeFoundation eyiyo esiphethe umsebenzi okuthi umama aye ekhaya. Simthole namhlanje sesimbeke ehotel njengoba simbona uhlele erumini lakhe elizoba yilo ikhaya lakhe azayo ekhaya. Angasho umama ukuthi uzizwa enjani?
Angizizwa njalo, ngibonile kuphakathi.
Siyabonga umama uthi ujabulile ukuthi uyabuyela ekhaya futhi ubonga umphakathi wonke. Angazi ukuthi umama we-foundation angathini?
Sabona Lonke, now no Vichy, no Vichy Foundation. So this is part of the work that I do. This is Umuntu ulahle ubheke khona ngizeleka uma enesifiso sokubuyela ekhaya. So umama nami ngathi sizwa ngaye nami ngasukumela phezulu ngamphakamela umama. Izinto zakhe sezihlangene umuntu yasuka yiloba ikusasa lokhu ngoba into zakhe sezihlangene. Osokushota kuphela impahla legrocery ukuthi ahambe ithwele. Ngoba kwenza ukuthi umama ehambe enje, so we want to restore dignity yakhe. Sifuna ifike la eka umuntu like injiva la esayo from ekhaya egqokile phelele njalo phethe legrocery yakhe lapho azoqala khona. So bendicela abantu ukuthi bangixhase kulokhu, otherwise yonke into yakhe sihlangene ngokuhamba la ma-refreshments kukhona. Bazokushota kuphela yikho khona okhe igrocery nempahla zokugqoka ezamama. Njalo futhi ngiyasho ukuthi ngiyaphinde ndibagcina makumala ukubona usop. So that is how I work. I was in service of me, they know what you are reforming to Jalo Uhamba, what you guys put the same last up. We're going to do follow ups to the Kuga since this is Makuma. Now, family will see
Yabonga. So abangabe befuna ukuthi bakhafe nalokho okudingeka njengoba abantu abaningi bekade bebuza ukuthi angixhaseka kanjani bangakuthola njani.
Singama-drop off points abanempahla or ama-grocery bakwanisa ukushiya lapha neberia kuthiwa kusemaphalala square khona apple no 5 bathi kusemaphalala square mbeshiya umbe mpahla wegrocery whatever you have uyasho ukuthi ngokanokuhle bawukwamukela ngindlule ngokuthatha for umama.
Lapha lizwe umnumzana Thembani Mazinyane uNkosazana Ntando Khumalo lolenhlanganiso enceda uZulu bexoxa bekwele South Africa. Asihlanganeni singabaphileyo uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke ngeviki ezayo. Womanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphathelene mfundisi.
Sibingelelane bantwa nabenkosi enkulu kundana zonke lapha engabe likhona. Ngithemba ukubana liphilile ke. Nxa liphilile ke asibongeni isipho sokuphila kuJehova. Laba abangezwa kuhle ngathi inkosi yomsayi ngabasondelela ibathinte labo balulame. Abanye bagula imikhuhlane esiyibona ngamehlo, abanye bagula ingabonwayo ngaphakathi, kodwa uNkulunkulu wethu owazi konke sengathi angabahambela nabo labo abanjalo. Ilizwi lethu namhlanje siyathola encwadini yezaga isahluko sesithupha Proverbs chapter 6 izaga 6. Siqale ubala endimeni eshumi lesithupha from verse 16. Kubaleka kanje, kukhona izinto eziyisithupha azizonda uJehova, yebo eziyisikhombisa eziyisinengiso emphefumulweni wakhe, amehlo azidlayo nolimi lwamanga nezandla ezichitha igazi elingenacala nenhliziyo eceba imicabango emibi nezinyawo ezishesha ugijimela ebubini. Sicine ngo-19 lapho kuthi khona, nofakazi wamanga ophafuza inkohliso obanga ukuxabana phakathi kwabazalwane. Nxa silizwa leli lizwi ngithanda ukuthi sinanzelele okuthize. Okokuqala, uJehova ungubani kathi vele? Ungumnini mandla wonke. Njalo ke lapha nxa silalela besilalele lapha kufundwe khona encwadini yezaga, uNkulunkulu lapha uphiwa iziqu zokuba ngumuntu ngoba kulezinto uNkulunkulu azizondayo, yebo eziyisinengiso kuye. Kuthi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ulazo impawu zokuba ngumuntu ophilayo, ozwa ubuhlungu, ozondayo, onengekayo. Ngakho-ke kuqakathekile khona lokho. Nxa uNkulunkulu engumnini mandla wonke, engumnikazi wempilo, sonke sadalwa nguye, ungakhathalekile ukuthi ucabangani, kumbe uyakholwa kumbe kawukholwa, kodwa iqiniso ukuthi kawuzidalanga wena, wadalwa ngentando kaNkulunkulu, yikho waba khona emhlabeni. Yikho-ke nxa yena lo umnini mandla wonke esithi kulezinto azizondayo, uyabezonde kakhulu njengabazali abazali akukhathalekile ukuthi unganani sonke sabaza abazali ingabe ngomalume ngabe ngomama omncane ngabe ngobani kodwa sakhuliswa ngaphansi kwabantu abadala ababesitshela besiqondisa ukuthi lokhu akufuneki lokhu lapho ekhaya kwenziwa yebo kambe umntwana umntwana angenza lokhu akufunayo kodwa iqiniso elisalayo ukuthi izinto ezinye ezenziwa yilabo abangaphansi kwalabo abaphezulu ziyazondisa xa kuzonda thina-ke abenyama pho yena uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe ke uyatsho uNkulunkulu lapho kuthi kulezinto azizondayo kakhulu okukhulu-ke yikuthi unanzelele ukuthi kawubanjwanga entweni lezi eziqanjiweyo amehlo azidlayo mbazigqajayo nolimi lwamanga nezandla ezichitha igazi elingenacala nenhliziyo eceba imicabango emibi nezinyawo ezishesha ukugijimela ebubini nofakazi wamanga ophafuza inkohliso obanga ukuxabanga phakathi kwabazalwane lapha uyazikhethela wena ukuthi ungaphi nxa uwenza khona lokhu okubalwe lapha yazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakuzonda uNkulunkulu kakuthandi ngezibusise ungeke vele uzithola sikhulekele babathixo ingcele sikhulekela ubana singakuzondisi ngokwenza izinto ozizondayo amen
lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkanhla tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami uNtungamile Nkomo
Wezemidlalo iqembu leZimbabwe linqobe eNetherlands emdlalweni wekhilikithi we-2022 T20 World Cup qualifier odlalwe eQueen's Sports Club namuhla kobulawayo. LeZimbabwe belivele selingene kumdlalo weWorld Cup finals. KwezenguQu Dynamo 0 FC Platinum 0, Chicken Inn 3 Bulawayo City 1, Black Rhinos 1 Yata 1. Okunye njalo okwezemidlalo ophethe isikhundla somqeqeqi weqembu leZimbabwe Saints uGodfrey Baraza uthi ulithemba lokuba abasozi bagunyulwe kwisigaba seSouthern Region Division 1 loba nje besemsileni kwengalani yemiklomelo. Unjanji usedulela lolodaba.
UBaraza uthi wayevele eqale ngumqondisi weqembu leZimbabwe Saints ekuvuselelweni kwalo kodwa kulezi nsuku segqoka lebhatshi likamqeqeqi.
In terms of ibhora ayitshora khona khona kuZimbabwe Saints, ngarijoyina iZimbabwe Saints after bayivusa abadala bangapointa team manager kodwa kuya kwesikhathi amakhosi sibela wonke achiya abafana basala bodwa bengela coach athi babona ukuthi hayi team yami nami
iqembu leZimbabwe Saints ngelinye lamaqembu alodumo elizweni leZimbabwe njalo abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu abaningi bafisa ukulibona liphenduka lizodlala kwisigaba saphezulu. UBaraza uthi lokhu akusoze kube lula ngitsho lakancane.
Ukuphenduka kwepenalty angiyabona ukuthi ibhola kayisilobisi ibizo yes bathi ukudlala kuyahlukene. Remember iZimbabwe Saints kufanele ukudlala ibhola iminyaka isiminingi ngakho ukuthi abantu bacabangele ukuthi ngokuthi iZimbabwe Saints izabuya isikhona ku-Premier League hayi kumele kuyokudlala kunamanga phakathi okuyinto kwakukhona.
Iqembu leZimbabwe Saints yilo elihlezi emsileni wengalane yemiklomelo kusigaba seSouthern Region Division 1 Soccer League lile miklomelo elishumi lanhlanu ngemva kokudlala imidlalo yangamashumi amabili lambili. UBaraza usezibambe esidukwini kwimidlalo emihlanu njalo kuleyo midlalo unqobe kanye waba ngujikilobhanqa kanye wanqotshwa kwimidlalo emithathu egoqela lodlalwe ngomgqibelo wona ophele bebhaxabulwe ngefuko kanyalo iqembu leWange. Kusele imidlalo elishumi lambili ukuba uBaraza asindise iqembu leZimbabwe Saints ekugulunyweni kwisigaba seSouthern Region Division 1 Soccer League lisiyadlala kuBulawayo Province Division 2. UBaraza uthi loba kunjalo leli qembu lizasinda ekugunyulweni ekupheleni kwesizin.
Angiboni ukuthi khona indlela esidlala ngayo ka-test singaba yithimu ezarelegetwa to T20 ithemba lethu. Hayi, ithemba lethu sibike ukuthi sibu right direction and siyaraiza, we will survive.
Ngesikhathi esakhula uParadla udlalele amaqembu abasakhulayo agoqela ele Highlanders kanye leZimbabwe Saints. Uthe semkhulu wadlalela amaqembu abalisa ele Zimbabwe Saints, ele Tornadoes kanye lele Dynamos. Uke wayazama inhlanhla yakhe kumaqembu abalisa ele Coventry City kanye lele Nottingham Forest kwele Bilitani. Kodwa akasaqhatshwanga. Ekwekeleni kwakhe udlala inguqu uParadla uke waqeqetsha eSwatini lapha abesebenzela khona iqembu leMbabane Highlanders. Lapha ekhaya uke waqeqetsha lona njalo iqembu leZimbabwe Saints, njalo lokhu ngokwesithathu ukuthi abe ngumqeqetshi walo. Wake wadlalela iqembu labasakhulayo eleZimbabwe Under 20, lokhu ebakhumbula kahle abadlale engqikilana labo ababejibilika okumangalisayo ngesikhathi esadlalela amaqembu achiyeneyo. Uthi laba ngabagoqela uMadinda Ndlovu, uBoyi Ndlovu, uThani Banda, uRobert Kodoka, Edward Katswere, uMoses Chunga, uJimmy Mbewe kanye loJoseph Zulu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kwezabatsha silomculi osacathulayo.
Salbonani balandeli labantu bonke umhlaba wonke le Studio 7A. Igama uNkosilathi Chuma, ngizalwa lapha nesigcisi sasitsayicholocho. Ngiphinde ngibe umholi weqembu iMadubula Stars. iMadubula Stars isungulwe ngo-2019. Kumanje ilama album angu-3 lazi ne collaboration album ngathi angu-3 okwamanje. Kumanje nje ibhizi yokhipha i-albhamu elitsha elithi Impilo Yami. Likhona i-albhamu layo lokuqala elithi Abazali Bami. Ikho engiphetho kwamanje okuningi uzolizisa khona lapho umsakazi wethu ingoma zayo zaleli qembu. Ngiyabonga. Singakugqibi uhlelo lwamhlanje ukuthi sikhangele besilazo. Ibandla leZanu-PF lithi kumele bathule zwi abathi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kumele asuke esikhundleni. Kulabanye abasekela ukuba uMnangagwa esuke esikhundleni. Abantu abaningi basekela abafisa ukutshengisela emigwaqweni besithi sokwanele okwenzakala elizweni. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lolamhlanje. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi silolunye uhlelo njalo ekuseni ngo-6:30 AM. Oliver Lisa ngenjabulo, uMthembu Sithembayo, uGibbs Dube City, lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.